Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 34. Staying clear and very chilly overnight tonight with a low around 2 degrees. More sunshine as we head into Saturday with our high nearing 39. Clear and a low around 25 Saturday night. Warming up nicely as we head into Sunday, sunshine with a high nearing 62. Clear with a low around 36 Sunday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 12 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A former accounting supervisor with the Johnson County District Court has been charged with embezzling for more than $1 million in a scheme that allegedly lasted for a decade. Donna Kellogg was charged last week with 8 counts of wire fraud and 3 counts of making and subscribing to false federal tax return. The scheme occurred between January 2007 and June 2017, KSHB-TV reported. Prosecutors allege Kellogg stole incoming payments meant for the court and diverted them to her personal accounts. The transactions included bail bond payments that prosecutors estimated totaled more than $1 million. A year-long investigation resulted in the arrest of 26 people in an alleged conspiracy to distribute drugs in Jackson County, federal prosecutors said. Officers seized 27 firearms, more than 1,800 rounds of ammunition, 11.1 kilograms of marijuana, 300 grams of cocaine, other illegal drugs, and $35,000 cash. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
An administrative secretary for the Wichita Police Department has been charged with a crime. A police spokesperson said Mia Turner is charged with one felony count of unlawful use of a computer after an investigation into the unauthorized release of classified information related to a criminal case in January. Turner has been with the WPD for 14 years in a non-sworn administrative role. She is on unpaid administrative leave pending the outcome of the criminal case. The WPD is also conducting an internal investigation. Turner served on the Wichita Public Schools Board of Education for several months in 2021. The Kansas Highway Patrol responded Thursday morning to a two-vehicle crash in Saline County involving a car and a KDOT plow truck. KHP said the 2005 Honda and the plow truck were both traveling west on I-70 when the Honda rear-ended the plow truck. The driver of the Honda was taken to Salina Regional Hospital with suspected serious injuries. The KDOT driver was not hurt. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive in Waterville and Marysville is a reliable automotive repair shop. And Dane's now offers and installs vehicle accessories, including bumpers, guards, bull bars, wheels, bed liners, covers, lift kits, fender flares, running boards, hitches, and winches. Call them for all your service needs, including tire repair, at Dane's Automotive, located in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Jury selection is set to begin in the trial of U.S. Representative Jeff Fortenberry of Nebraska. He was accused of lying to federal authorities who are investigating an illegal donation to his campaign from a foreign national. U.S. District Judge Stanley Bloomfield set the date in online court records posted earlier this week. The 9-term Republican has pleaded not guilty to charges alleging that he intentionally misled investigators about his knowledge of the campaign donation. Douglas County officials say one worker was killed and another seriously injured when an attempt to cut down a tree at a construction site northwest of Omaha went wrong. Deputies said firefighters were called Wednesday afternoon to the scene just south of the Omaha suburb of Bennington. Investigators say a cutting crew was working to cut down a large tree that fell the opposite way of what was expected. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says the tree fell directly.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out, there really are free lunches because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Sign-up deadline for the 2022 farm programs is Tuesday, March 15th. Producers and landowners that share in base crops need to decide which program to elect for this year. Options for price loss coverage and agricultural or individual risk coverage are available for producers who again need to have crop election choices complete through the local farm service agency office by the deadline Tuesday. Revised options for building updates at Nemaha Central Schools in Seneca were reviewed with preferred concepts from three options sent back for a compilation design by the school board. A nearly $37 million proposal, which included a new gymnasium and auditorium addition, was soundly defeated by voters last November. Early estimates for revised plans range from $17.5 to nearly $30 million. The gym, wrestling room, and auditorium have been trimmed, with additional classrooms, entry and admission offices, restroom renovations, and locker room remodels listed among preferences. Reservations about overall costs were expressed, but it was noted the public seemed inclined to favor educational-based improvements. A preliminary design will now be completed, with input from staff and community groups to be considered, as the school board, USD 115, will consider a bond firm at the March meeting, which will be delayed a week to March 21st due to spring break. Construction on a new pre-K through 5th grade elementary school building is proposed in Beatrice after voters previously rejected a consolidated facility. At a recent board meeting, the Beatrice superintendent reported on progress being made on the agricultural side, with four companies interviewed for construction manager. Financial proposals will be tackled next with a funding proposal developed. An interlocal agency has been established with the district and ESU 5 to fund construction through the Beatrice School District building funds. Former Marysville High School basketball standout Kendra Wecker will be among half a dozen women stars participating in Kansas State High School Activities Association events this weekend, recognizing 50 years of Title IX and the first girls' state championships played in 1973. Kendra Wecker was the first player in Kansas girls' prep history to score 2,000 points and grab 1,000 rebounds in a career. She went on to a career at Kansas State and is in the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. Wecker will present the game ball and awards the 4A State Basketball Tournament Championships at Salina. Others participating in Class 1A, Michelle Stevie Corpening of Olpe, Class 2A, Kelly Moylan of St. Mary's, Class 3A, Nicole Oldie, a Clay Center High School graduate who was a rival of Kendra Wecker in high school, and the two played together on the Kansas State University women's team, Class 5A, Susan Wolf McPherson of Andover and Amanda Flick of Terrace of Mission Valley, and Class 6A, Lynette Woodard of Wichita North. Nebraska State Legislator Myron Dorn will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend and will cover topics of interest being considered this session.
Well, part of it is working on the budget, and then also, like many other entities, schools and counties and also state, Nebraska has a little over $1 billion in ARPA funds, the federal funding for COVID. And working with bills in front of our committee, the Appropriations Committee that I sit on, and going over many of those so that we can bring a bill to the floor to appropriate those out. And then we're also working on a few other things that I call are very important in the budget process, number one being that the state of Nebraska is having real strong revenue come into the state. We are sitting on more revenue than we've ever had in our rainy day fund. And then we have also additional funding that might be brought to the floor that can be appropriated out in some bills.
Join the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Myron Dorn also looks ahead to the future.
Well, I don't know about pushing things out. There's a lot more out front of us than to have discussion about. One of the things the governor's also proposed is building a new 1,500 and some bed prison somewhere between Lincoln and Omaha for about $240, $50 million. So we're setting some maybe aside in the budget for that possibly. So there's, when you have funding, it's how can we best help the people of the state of Nebraska, and not only in this budget or this year in the legislature, but also a lot of discussion, at least among senators, as how do we position ourselves long-term here in the state of Nebraska so that we can do the things that we financially make us secure for a longer period of time.
Patricia L. Wiggins Holly, age 73, of Humboldt, Arizona, passed away February 26th. Funeral services planned Saturday, 10:30, at the Church of Christ in Marysville, Maryland, the Marysville City Cemetery. Christy Anders, Funeral of a Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Patricia Holly. Dolly D. Tuburon, age 93, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday at 1 at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Christy Anders, Funeral of a Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Dolly Tuburon. Gary G. Romine, age 72, of Washington, passed away March 6th. Services planned for a later date in Missouri, with a Ward Funeral Home in charge of local arrangements for Gary Romine. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, tuna noodle casserole, a biscuit, Brussels sprouts, and applesauce. On Monday's menu, hamburger, baked chips, three bean salad, and pineapples. We have no weather-related cancellations or postponements to report today. Do want to pass along the Axtell Harvesters distribution today has been canceled. They will distribute commodities for Marshall County income-qualified residents to the Helvering Center in Marysville today. Tomorrow, the Axtell Recycling Collection is canceled, and the fundraiser at the Historic Depot in Marysville Saturday is postponed until April 2nd. That's Check of the Morning News for this Friday, the 11th of March. KNDY News Time 7:17.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Skies will begin to clear up throughout the day today, but temperatures will stay on the cooler side. Strong westerly winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30 will cause our temperatures to stay extremely chilly overnight tonight. For today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the lower 20s and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the upper 20s and upper 30s throughout Kansas, and the lower 30s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will stay extremely chilly throughout the overnight hours before warming up nicely throughout Saturday. Overnight tonight, we can expect to see lows just above and below zero throughout Iowa and Nebraska, and the single digits and lower teens throughout Kansas and Missouri. Skies will continue to clear up throughout Saturday and continue to warm up throughout Saturday and Sunday and stay warmer throughout next week. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early March 54, record high on this day 82. The average low 30 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunset this evening at 6:30, sunrise in the morning at 6:45. Don't forget, time change this weekend. We recorded 7 inches of snow here at the studios in Marysville after it was said and done on Thursday. It's 10 degrees with sunshine this morning at 7:19.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place Senior. SeniorCare.com.
Play ball! And the Nets and Sixers square off for the first time since the trade. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Despite being greeted by a chorus of boos from a raucous crowd, it did not take long for the Nets to take the air out of Philadelphia.
Bounce to Irving, behind a screen, shoots a three, and he drains it.
The call on WFAN, Brooklyn still had plenty of star power with Ben Simmons still not cleared to play. Kevin Durant finished with a double-double, 25 points, 14 boards. The Nets steamrolled the 76ers, 129-100. After 99 days, baseball team owners and locked-out players finally reached an agreement on a five-year contract. Highlights include an increase in minimum salaries, luxury tax threshold, and expanded playoffs. ESPN baseball insider Jeff Passan.
This lasted a long time. It was contentious. It was problematic. But in the end, the owners went toward the players. The players went toward the owners. They found that middle ground.
Spring training begins Sunday, opening day, April 7th. On the college hardboards, multiple teams expected to be top seeds in the Big Dance were tested in their conference tournaments. In the Big 12, unranked Oklahoma may have significantly helped its March Madness hopes.
Back to Moe, between the circles, crossover. Moe, up high with five.
Good! And one! On Learfield, Umoja Gibson finished with 14 points, including that crucial three-point play with less than a minute remaining. The Sooners hung on to knock off third-ranked Baylor, 72-67. OU will face Texas Tech in the Big 12 semifinal today. In the Big East, Villanova needed a furious rally to stave off St. John's.
Daniels thought about a three. Daniels wants to kick it to Slater in the corner. Some more. Right wing, open three. He's got it.
On the Villanova Sports Network, Caleb Daniels led the way with 19 points. A pair of free throws from Brandon Slater with 3 seconds left helped the Wildcats erase a 17-point second-half deficit and eke out a 66-65 win. Nova will face UConn in the Big East semis. This is Rich Cantu, AB.
First round of the state tournament in high school basketball Thursday. Hanover girls beat Lebo 54-47, advancing to face Central Plains in the semifinal tonight at 8. Centralia girls victorious over Spearville 59-42. They'll tip off in the 8 o'clock game at Dodge City this evening. Friday night basketball, Hanover Wildcats in a doubleheader in the state tournament semifinals. Hanover boys face Buckland at 6. Hanover girls tip off with Central Plains at 8. Live on FM 95.5, streaming at KNDYRadio.com and on our free mobile apps. We'll continue coverage with Hanover on Saturday in the Consolation Or Championships. Live on FM 95.5. Due to the conflicts, Kansas Jayhawk basketball in the Big 12 men's tournament in Kansas City continues Friday night and perhaps Saturday on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Pregame this evening at 5:30.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall and 1st District Congressman Tracy Mann in Kansas have introduced the Emergency Relief from Duties Act. The bill would create emergency waivers for duties levied on fertilizers by the U.S. International Trade Commission. Chris Edgington, president of the National Corn Growers, said fertilizers and other inputs have been at all-time highs, and the war in the Ukraine promises to drive up the price of products even more. Said fertilizers have become increasingly hard to secure and pay for because of tariffs on the threat of tariffs of imports. That's why passage of the legislation would come as a welcome relief, he said, to farmers around the country. The bill comes as the U.S. International Trade Commission levied tariffs against imports of phosphate fertilizer at the behest of a U.S. fertilizer company. The bill would make it possible to establish a waiver of countervailing duties or anti-dumping duties for a year if there is an emergency situation. A new USDA report shows that farmers are using more no-till practices, crop rotations, and more efficient irrigation methods and advanced technologies over the last decade. The report comes from the National Resources Conservation Service. It says farmers are making a lot of progress in their voluntary conservation efforts. Terry Crosby, NRCS chief, said the latest report shows that farmers have done an outstanding job over the years of using innovative conservation strategies that help mitigate climate change, but he said they have more to do. Among the important findings, farmers are increasingly adopting advanced technology like enhanced efficiency fertilizer and variable rate fertilization to improve efficiency, assist agriculture economies, and benefit the environment. Farmers are increasingly using more efficient conservation tillage systems, especially no-till, which has become the dominant form of tillage in rural America. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's your latest Larry Stickline report from our partners over at Cake News.
Well, friends, it's crazy. How do you do business? Try to figure out what your product is worth with what's going on in the grain markets today. It's driving everybody crazy. We need to talk about it a little because I tell you what, with the terrible situation that's going on in the Ukraine and a much bigger drought situation in Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, and those parts of the world, this deal is real. And it may not just end overnight. Some people are thinking maybe $18 soybeans, $15 wheat. Who knows what the corn market's going to do? Well, those are crazy guesses, but they might not be either. That's what's so crazy about this whole situation. So how do you make a decision as to what you want to do? What do you want to plant? How are you farmers going to make that decision? Well, I got to tell you, it's a tough one. We ought to probably do what we should have been doing years ago, and many, many, many have done this. When you're satisfied with a price, lock it in and don't look back. Don't cry about it. I can tell you right now, I think $8 wheat's pretty good. I sold a little of that new crop already at that price. Yeah, you want to cry when it gets up to 11, don't you? I got to tell you, it could go back down so quick, make your head spin. The violation of the market in one day is just crazy. So, with all that in mind, one of the things that makes this thing much more real than just the war and the terrible situation in the Ukraine, where I have been four or five times in my life, what a beautiful country, my land, what kind of agriculture this is. You know, they're going to have a major problem if their ports are bombed and they can't use them. That's going to make this market of ours hot. But just as important and maybe more important is the South American drought. So, folks, we'll keep our eye on everything, do the best we can to keep you informed so you can make the best decision that you can. See you on the next Stickline Report.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
The return of daylight savings time means the weekend will be an hour shorter. We have some advice for adjusting to a spring-forward weekend from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 11th. It is the 70th day of the year, and bandleader Lawrence Welk was born on this day. The clocks spring forward this weekend as daylight savings time returns. There are some people who are chronologically late for everything, time change or not. Experts think a variety of psychological factors may be at play, from a need to be in control to a lack of a linear concept of time. Whatever the reason, there are cures for chronic lateness. Practice forward-thinking techniques. Instead of asking, what time is the meeting, for example, ask yourself, what time do I need to leave? And put a timer on your morning routine. Knowing how long it takes to get ready is half the battle. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find the advice of the day at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. It's 10 degrees this morning in Marysville. Should melt some more of this snow away. It likely tops 30 today and then a warm-up into next week.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Ochai Baje led sixth-ranked Kansas with 18 points in an 87-63 victory over West Virginia in the quarterfinal round of the Big 12 tournament. Mountaineers coach Bob Huggins picked up two technical fouls and was ejected 10 minutes into the game. The top-seeded Jayhawks, who also beat the Mountaineers twice in the regular season, will play fifth-seeded TCU on Friday night for a spot in the title game. Bruce Weber has resigned as the basketball coach at Kansas State. The move came one day after the Wildcats lost to West Virginia in the opening round of the Big 12 tournament to cap a third straight losing season. He led the Wildcats to five NCAA tournaments in his first seven seasons, including a share of two Big 12 regular season titles. He took Illinois to the 2005 National Championship game, and his career record is 407 wins against 301 losses, with 13 appearances in the NCAA tournament. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
It was a tremendous comeback for the Hanover Wildcats as they defeat the number three-seeded Lee Bull Wolves on Thursday night, 54-47. They trailed by six in the fourth quarter, but were able to drag themselves back to get the victory, all behind Michelle Zarbenicki. 13 points, 4-for-5 from the field, and 5-for-6 from the free throw line, and also big help from Keegan Atkins, is 5-for-7 from the field for 11 total points in the victory for Hanover. Unfortunately, in the loss for Lebo, 12 points from Sage Hadley, who kept it close in the end with a couple of her threes, two to be exact, and then followed up by Audrey Peake, 9 total points, 3-for-12 from the field. So your Hanover Wildcats girls basketball team advance to the semifinals tomorrow at 8 o'clock, where they'll take on the Central Plains Oilers. The Hanover Wildcats boys basketball team play Friday night as well, starting at 6 o'clock against Buckland. I, Paxton Gordon, will be on that call for both games. Again, for KNDY Radio, I'm Paxton Gordon.
First round play Thursday, quarterfinals of a state basketball tournament. Girls 1A Division II Hanover knocked off Lebo 54-47, advancing to face second seed Central Plains in the semifinals tonight. Central Plains stopped St. John's Tipton 58-28. Other half of the bracket, top seed Golden Plains rolled Buckland 49-28, Central Christian over South Haven 49-40. Centralia Lady Panthers advance in 1A Division I, knocking off Spearville 59-42. They'll face Burlingame in the semifinals, a 45-39 winner over Little River. Top seed Jetmore stopped Clifton Clyde 49-43, and Pretty Prairie topped Osborne 52-33. Class 2A boys, top seed Valley Falls over St. Mary's Colgan 64-61. Second seeds Hillsboro defeated Wichita Independent 73-46. Third seed Linden over Sterling 50-38. And fourth seed St. Mary's top Trigo Community 69-43. 3A girls, it was Silver Lake over Cherryvale 63-33. Nickerson took Frontenac 47-40. Hugoton beat Santa Fe Trail 52-40. And Goodland over southeast of Saline 38-37. 4A boys, Abilene fell to Bishop Miege 70-40. McPherson beat Bueller 61-47. Andale took Paola 62-52. Hayden down Eudora 64-53. Friday semifinals, 1A Division II boys. Hanover meets Buckland at 6, opposite Northern Valley and Greeley County. 1A Division II girls. Hanover meets Central Plains at 8, opposite Golden Plains and Central Christian. 1A Division I girls. Centralia faces Burlingame at 8, opposite Jetmore and Pretty Prairie. Boys Division Olpe versus Maxwell. Solomon meets South Gray. 2A Girls, Sterling versus Berean Academy. Garden Plain tips off with Smith Center. Boys Hillsboro versus Linden. Valley Falls tips off with St. Mary's. 3A Girls, Silver Lake versus Goodland. Nickerson meets Hugoton. Boys play Royal Valley versus southeast of Saline. Heston meets Tempe. 4A Girls, Wellington versus Bishop Miege, and Eudora faces Wamego. Boys McPherson meets Andale, and Topeka Hayden plays Bishop Miege. Basketball excitement with March Madness. The state basketball tournaments feature high school teams. Our broadcast coverage includes live broadcast of all the Valley Heights girls, Hanover boys and girls games from the state tournaments on FM 95.5, KNDYradio.com, and on our mobile apps available for Android and iPhones. Tune as well for live coverage of the Big 12 men's basketball tournament from Kansas City. Kansas State tips off Wednesday. Kansas Jayhawks tip off on Thursday. Whoops, not quite where we wanted to go with that last promo. We've got Hanover doubleheader tonight, and Hanover with a couple of games tomorrow, be it consolation or championships on FM 95.5. As a result, we're moving the Kansas Jayhawk games to AM 1570, FM 94.1, with the pregame tonight at 5:30, tip off at 6, and if they advance, we'll do the same thing on Saturday. Jayhawks on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Shift work, hard work, tired body, a blue collar shirt and a baseball cap. Union made. He's hot, sweat drops, round the clock. The door never locks and the noise never.